Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Welcome back to our Wednesday Startup Survival episode. Today's topic is near and dear to my heart as the owner of a marketing agency. We're talking about why most marketing programs fail. Now, this is a deep topic that I absolutely cannot fully cover in 10 minutes. However, there is a main reason that I think marketing programs fail that I want to discuss with you today. A lot of founders and marketers think that marketing has to be this super complex system to work. And to be honest, I think that's really our Achilles heel. We get caught up in a lot of options and we think we have to build this crazy system that focuses on should. And by that, I mean, I should put out X amount of content because that's what the experts, whatever experts you're listening to, say. Or I should be on all of these social media platforms because I see others that are successful on TikTok and are successful on LinkedIn and they're successful on IG and they're making $1 million and they're getting a ton of engagement on Twitter. I should be working more on my website and I should be focusing more on SEO, whatever that means. I think a lot of founders don't know anything about SEO, but they want to try it anyway, and blah, blah, blah. That's what I mean by system that focuses on should. This story is similar to other stories you experience in your own life too. You think you need to go on a diet, so you go to the extreme. Fasting, salads, no booze. And then, of course, you eventually slip, and then the entire system goes to crap because you couldn't follow the super complex plan that you put in place. Or you think you need to work out more. So you start doing 2-a-days and you're doing 45 minutes of cardio and you're lifting heavy. And eventually your muscles are all busted and you have to take a day off or 2 days off or a week off and the entire system fails. You went too hard and you actually screwed yourself over in the process. A lot of us do this. I have done this many, many, many times. And I have had to come to the realization that it's the slow steps that really make a difference. And it's being realistic about your goals that is the absolute key. Funny enough, this is exactly what a lot of founders and startup teams do with their marketing. Our plans are too complicated, and most founders and teams that are just getting started don't really have the knowledge or the resources to do so much and do all of that well. So you set yourself up for failure. The key ingredient, really, to a marketing plan that actually works is to be realistic. And that really goes for any goals, like we just talked about. I'm sure you're like, okay, Jackie, makes sense in theory, but how do I do it? I'm going to give you a few real world examples that you can turn around and you can apply to your marketing today. First, if you have a marketing plan that you've been working off of, I would just sit down with it for like 15, 20 minutes and take a look at the last few months. Have the activities that you planned actually been happening? And are they getting done to the quality standard that you have set for your marketing? If not, that is a sure sign that you have overextended yourself and you need to trim your plans down. Let's take a look at just a few channels that you might want to examine and ensure that you're being realistic in these areas. First, your website. Of course, you need a website. I read a study a few months ago that said buyers are doing over 70% of their purchasing process online. So this should certainly be a focus for you. But that said, don't overcomplicate it. Your website really just has to have a couple of things right. One is a clear message. When someone lands on your website, they should know who you are, what you do, and who you serve right away. Otherwise, your bounce rates are going to go through the roof. I've landed on so many websites that I get there and I don't have a dang clue what they do. Second is a clear flow. What is the next step that you want visitors to take? Don't ever make your visitors click through 3 layers of buttons to get to a form to contact you. And usually, by the way, that form is overly complex and it has way too many fields to fill out. Those are really the main two things that I would probably focus on for your website. And if the foundation of your site is right, who cares if you don't have time to update it constantly or you're not pushing out blogs every week? Just do what you have time for. I see a lot of people fall down in this area because they think they have to put out those weekly or biweekly blogs, and then they end up publishing a 300-word blog that doesn't really have any value in it. It's not SEO optimized, and 300 words is way too short for a blog anyway. And it's like, if you're not going to be able to do it all the way, I think you just shouldn't do it at all. The second area I see a lot of people falling down in is social media. You absolutely do not have to be on every single social media platform. I run a marketing agency and we are not super active on all social platforms, and nor is my personal brand. My personal brand focuses on really what works best for me and where my audience is. And then I have been looking to expand as I'm getting systems down. So a lot of you probably know me from LinkedIn and probably know from the amount of content that I put out that I've dedicated a lot of time and energy to getting LinkedIn right, whereas my Facebook business page has sat dormant. I mean, I shut down my personal Facebook page too because I have a bias against the platform and I just don't love it. And therefore, it's difficult for me to have a desire to create good quality content for the platform. And sometimes I feel guilty about that. And I have to remind myself that it's okay not to be everywhere. And I have to practice what I preach. So ask yourself, where is your audience spending time? It could be their time during the business day. It could be their time during their personal time. And go produce content specifically for that platform. Put together a strategy. It doesn't have to be like a 10-page book, but you definitely want to know who you're targeting and how you're planning to reach them. And then do it consistently. Master it. And then you can think about taking that system and moving and tweaking it for the algorithm of another platform. But you don't have to be everywhere. Personally, as a marketer, I would much rather see you doing a few things right than doing everything at 75% of what it should be. So those are just two examples of how you can be realistic with your plan. You can apply this really to any form of marketing. Just choose what you can do and do well. You will always be able to, in the future, have more money to put into marketing or hire more resources to do this well. But you definitely don't want to show up online or offline, really, in a way that is not representative of your company and your brand and the quality that you want to show. Of course, I have to mention that my startup marketing course walks you all the way from planning to execution, testing, and measuring. And you can check it out at jackiehermes.com. I will leave a link in the show notes. So back to why most marketing programs fail. It's because you're making them too complex. That might even be why most of your general goals are failing too. Too complicated. Simplify, make everything as simple as humanly possible, and stay realistic. If you got value out of this episode, and if you're running a company, I really hope that you did. Please share it with one friend that needs to know why their marketing might not be working, or share it on social and make sure you tag me. I really appreciate your time, and thanks so much for listening.